You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Well, howdy everyone. How are you doing? Hope you're doing great. Hope you're ready for another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 822. As always, we're glad that you're choosing to spend a few minutes of your day with us. We appreciate that very much.
We do appreciate it. We also appreciate one of our good friends, Mr. Paul Roldan. If you're not familiar with him, he tends to ask questions like this.
It's been a while.
We call him Pirate Paul. It's been a while. Because Mr. Paul has been on a battle of his own, Rob. He has been facing some extremely troublesome events in his life, and he is well-liked in the community. He came to the fly-in last year. I mean, we really call him Pirate Paul. You know, he calls in with a pirate accent. He literally has one peg leg. I'm not kidding. Like, he plays into it, and it's so much fun, and he's one of the nicest, most humble people I think I've ever met in my life.
He's a great dude.
And
he really is.
He is now battling his, he's had cancer a couple times. It's come back. And he's really, you know, looking for some help from you guys. Just, if you can, give him a shout out on Facebook. It's Paul Roldan, R-O-L-D-A-N. If you're in the Drone You community, he is in there.
Why don't we just share that link?
I am going to share this link.
Awesome.
I'm going to share this in the Drone You community. So if you are on the online group, you can find this, but we wanted to just share this. Paul had a campaign set up on GoFundMe by one of his friends, Wyatt, and if you want to go help him out and pay for his extremely costly medical bills, please go to gofundme.com/5090RY, the number 8. So again, that's gofundme.com/5. O, the number 9, O, R, Y, the number 8. That would really help him. I've donated myself, and I hope that other people donate as well. And Paul, I hope you keep going out there, having fun, rocking these awesome jobs. He just posted a job where he was flying with helicopters and planes for a movie out in Southern California. And I just want to say, I hope you keep kicking ass and taking names, and we will be here to back you up if you ever need anything. And you got a special place in our heart, bud. So hope you get better. Check him out, and please help donate to that campaign. I think it'd be good.
Yeah, it's one of the cool things. In spite of all that he's dealing with, he keeps rocking and rolling, and that's very, very inspirational.
It is. So, it really is. Hopefully I can be that strong someday.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways.
All right, well, let's get to the fun things for today.
Let's do it.
Hey, guys. Kyle from Vancouver, Washington here. I've noticed in a couple of your podcast episodes you've talked about Friday fly days. How does that work for you? Are your Friday fly days for you to get out and fly what you want to fly, or do you try to book most of your work on Fridays? I know you also mentioned that sometimes you offer clients to come out on your Friday fly days to help close the deal. So where do you typically take them? Anything else you can help out on that would be great. Thank you much, guys. Enjoy the podcast.
Thank you so much for the question. Appreciate it. As always, Kyle, thank you for joining us. Thank you for sending in your questions. Again, astronew.com. We love hearing from you. And just remember, if you've got a question, so do a lot of other people. Don't ever think you're the only one that has that question, no matter how dumb you think it is. I guarantee you somebody else is wondering, if not the exact same thing, something very similar. So Friday fly days, I mean, ultimately that can be anything that you want it to be, right? But that's not what he's asking. He's asking, what is it for us? So talk a little bit about that.
Well, just to be clear, we don't do Fly Day Friday every Friday. We would like to, but typically I'm out of town or something's going on. But Friday fly days are one of three things. One, practice. Two, showcasing people that we're flying. And hey, don't forget to practice yourself. Or three, it's client engagement and helping a friend out or just going flying with a friend. It's a great way to just kind of start conversation. But for Friday fly day for us, it's typically with friends. We have brought in people who maybe can't afford to fly to come fly with us and check it out. And I've also brought clients to Friday Fly Days as well to showcase what it's like to fly so they can see examples of it and maybe see if it's something for them. It is a great opportunity to do demonstrations with your clients, get them excited about, you know, flying drones and, you know, close deals and create relationships. Which, by the way, your first goal should be creating the relationship, not closing the deal. But long story short, if you are having trouble with sales, do the Fly Day Fridays, bring in the demos, because if you can't land a sale after someone has literally put their hands on a drone and flown it themselves and gotten really excited, then you have massive problems, because it is really, really easy to sell people on flying drones. Normally the hard part is saying, here's how you practically use it. Here's right. the data. Here's why it's important to you. Typically the excitement gets anyone on the emotional plane of sales. You know, that's really the hard right. part with sales, is getting the emotional understanding of value, not with flying drones. It's really not. The problem is actually you describing the technical value proposition, what right. problems you're going to solve.
Yeah.
So not the emotional problem.
Absolutely. It sort of in a way makes me think of being on the golf course and closing deals, if you will, on the golf course. This is sort of a version of that, in the sense that you get to loosen up. It's very different from being across from a table in a conference room or in your office or in their office or wherever, actually, even a Starbucks. It's just looser and you can just have a good conversation, talk about the drone, talk about the value that comes from the drone, all those kinds of things. It just kind of opens things up when you do it out there on a Fly Day Friday.
Agreed. Yeah, it's one of those things. It's just like, it's a way to stay happy, a way to practice, a way to get other people involved, a way to educate your neighbors. It's just good things come out of it.
A way to educate the public, right? Because you get a lot of people that come by and sometimes they're a little bit intrusive, probably more than we would like to see. But typically we just maybe land the drone, or nowadays the drones are so easy to fly in many respects that you can just keep flying and having a conversation. If you're not working, that's not that big of a deal, right? If you're just flying for fun or practicing, it's not that big of a deal to talk to the people that are walking by. For example, we fly at a park here close to our office, and so we get a lot of people there walking their dogs and whatnot, just running and jogging and so forth. So oftentimes they'll see what's going on and they'll walk down. And it's funny though, some of them are much bolder. Like the guy that came by with the two German Shepherds when training was going on. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed
that. I did notice
that. He was
it.
Down there with Josh. Those kind of people always crack me up, because they just kind of stick themselves right in the middle of what you're doing.
He's the guy that literally the FAA recommends that you're always filming your own flying site with a side camera. So if someone's like, they flew over me, it's like, well, you walked right into the freaking flying area right. where like 12 people were flying. So who's the dummy now?
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? And that was that guy.
Yeah.
And he everyone did. Looked at him like, don't do that. And he wouldn't go out on the field. He would go like 3 feet in and then just walk the line the whole field.
Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed him.
Yeah.
I ignored him.
Well, yeah.
He ain't getting my time.
And he was a ways down. And I don't know how Josh handled it, because I didn't hear what was going on down there. But the point is, you get people that come up and you can educate them and help them understand what's going on and the benefits of drones and how you do things safely. And, you know, just give them all the information they need to feel more comfortable than they did before.
Agreed. I couldn't agree more. Now, if you have a question, you should probably go to AskDroneU.com and upload that question, because like Rob said, if you're thinking it, chances are someone is as well. So you should probably ask that question. Like, how much time does it take for Rob to get his hair ready in the morning? Well, I can tell you that it's 0 seconds. So if you have any more detailed questions, though, please go to AskDroneU.com and upload them. But for today, that is going to do it. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
You're listening to Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.